There you go. All right, guys, welcome back to Charlie's Bunker. You might be wondering about the music in the background. I can totally tell you're not Mexican because you're not excited as I am. Yesterday was our Independence Day, so yay, yay. And you can't go without going doing your little Mexican yell. Arriba Mexico, cabrones! Ow!
Not drunk yet.
Listen, I've been drinking for the last 3 days. It's our Independence Day. It's my Independence Day. Our Mexican Independence Day. Salud. Cheers.
Cheers. Majarito. But I'm not Mexican.
You can be Mexican today. See, that's why you can't be Mexican, because, you know, you are not as excited as I am for the 15th and 16th of September. You know, right now, Chicago, it's literally packed with cars, waving Mexican flags. By the way, I'm against it, by the way. Just saying. But they're really holding. How drunk are you? I'm not even drunk yet.
Yeah,
that's
he's
the funny
tipsy,
thing.
Though.
I am not even drunk yet. So, no, I'm just excited because it's my Independence Day.
I think he just sweated out all his beer.
It's like you guys, the 4th of July, right? So instead of us, check your camera again. I don't understand what she meant. You can't hear us? All right, I think it's enough for the
You only see my head. Damn, it's not that big.
I'm literally okay. You know what? Hold on. I think you're just messing with me at this point. There's gonna be music in the background. Facebook, we don't own the rights, so whatever. We got invited again to Chi-Town, so we're here again. We got invited. I don't know why. I think they liked our fun the last time. They're like, hey, man, you want to come back? And I said, sure, why not? I mean...
It's because my girlfriend invited me.
Bájale volumen a la música. Which one? There's two of them. So we don't know exactly which one you mean. Again, we're in Chi-Town, so you're going to have music in the background. So we are not responsible for that. So just to give you a heads up. But it is Mexican music because, you know, it's the 16th of September. It's the 17th technically, but, you know, we celebrated that yesterday. So what did you do yesterday for the 16th? I know you didn't do probably much. But
fell asleep.
Yeah. I can totally see that.
I wasn't like the Sabo kids. No Sabo kids.
What's a Sabo kid?
The ones that say that they're so powerfully Mexican, but then they don't even know how to speak Spanish.
Okay. I don't know why you cannot hear me, because literally I'm...
Is the wire?
No, I'm literally seeing myself on the screen. You wanna check on your
Let me see.
Or maybe you have one eyes closed.
How drunk are you?
That could probably be it. Hold on, let me see the code here. Cause I need 3.
I see right. Myself. I see us.
Well, there you go. We're literally right here. So I don't know what you mean. I think you have one eyes closed. I think you have one of your eyes is closed. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, man. We're literally seeing each other right here on the live. But
I'm on the bus.
That's probably why. You should open that eye because, you know, you're driving the
one
bus.
One eye's focused on the other.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so I think you should drive safely and just open one eye. I don't know. Okay, so thank you guys for joining us one more time. It's Friday night. We're back at Chi-Town. You hear the music in the background. I'm excited. I'm ready to drink. Okay, I can give the commercial, but yeah, screw it. We're going to give the commercial. I'm ready to drink. I'm ready to have fun. And today is Charlie's Bunker night. Nelly baby,
Bunker.
How you been doing this whole week?
Good. Working.
You know, you should be more excited. It's Friday night.
Exactly. I've been working. Now I'm out in Charlie's Bunker Day.
Okay. So she's been working the whole week, and then she got out, and then she had to come back at Charlie's Bunker. That's why she's not really that excited.
He's making me work again.
I'm making her work again. Mm-hmm. Hey, you signed up for this. Uy. I think I'm going to end up really messed up tonight. I probably know why they actually send us to work at Chi-Town again.
I think you sweated off the first bucket.
I think we're going to have to order the second bucket.
I'm eating my nachos.
Oh, Jesus. You're such an American. What do you mean nachos? Should we be having a torta or a taco? That's what I'm saying. they're saying, give her a beer. That's what I've been saying. I want to give her a beer.
I'm a true Mexican. I have my soda.
Okay.
Jaritos.
How can you be a true Mexican if you're not drinking on September?
I drink.
We're supposed
already.
To be drinking.
I'm going to drink in a bit.
We're supposed to be having fun. We're supposed to be saying, Viva Mexico, and
Viva
Mexico. Hidalgo, and Viva Zapata.
But unless I remember, you took my Mexican card away.
You're like the closest thing to a Mexican I have right now.
You're going to have what's close to being a Mexican fist in the face.
You know what? It's not going to be the first time, because yesterday I went back to boxing again, working out in boxing. And we were doing some routines yesterday. And the coach was like, we're going to do this. And then we did a combo, and then he really whacked me on the face.
Oh, man. If only so, I was here.
Yeah. No, even my daughter was like, I'm going to hold this for a second so I can see how he gets beaten.
I'm going to have to start tipping Shakseed for these exclusive videos.
We cannot
videos.
Give her name. She said don't give her name.
Oh. Blur that out.
How am I going to blur out? It's life. I miss boxing. I know. It's fun. You get to get their aggression out. You know, you burn off some steam. You lose some weight. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I don't think I'm going to be able to concentrate today. I'm going to start probably crying, drinking, or fist fighting somebody tonight.
Better not be me.
It's Mexican Independence Day. We have to do one of the three. Okay. So we're just going to get into the topic. Okay. You want to introduce it?
My screen blacked out. My phone is drunk.
Yeah, blame it on the phone.
It is. So are we going to start with the first topic?
Yes.
Well, there was a meme that we found on, I think it was Facebook. Pretty girls with natural bodies and regular jobs are still winning. Don't let social media make a fool out of you. It's supposed to be S-H-I-T. But since somebody's dyslexic...
Yeah, I had to look. I was like, what are you spelling? Hey, that's a medical condition, okay? It's a serious medical condition. It is. Don't be hating on dyslexic people, okay? All right?
I'm dyslexic with numbers.
Okay. It's September. We're not going to get into that. All right. So, apparently, according to this post or this meme... social media, it's pretty much dictating how women should look nowadays, okay? I'm going to say probably yes, but how true is that? Like, I don't know why women have to base themselves on what the appearance of society and magazines are dictating.
But
what do you think that is?
It's not only magazines, though. If you follow all the YouTubers and all the YouTube world... All the influencers, if you're in a circle, they all have BBLs.
Okay, so let's before we get into that, because I think we jumped over to the middle of the conversation. As a woman, yes. Right? You as a woman, obviously not me because I'm not entitled to an opinion at this point. Mm-hmm. But you as a woman, what do you think that it's the most crucial thing for a woman to show or present to society? What's the most important thing of a woman? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Well, in my case, heart, loyalty, great personality.
The Marines. Self-confidence.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, so those are good things. So why do you think that it's not being followed? Why do you think that society dictates how do you look? And I mean, you guys name some really cool, some cool things. So why do you think that's not the important?
Social media is just about followers and how many followers you get. Because if you have the right body, the right looks, you got the new look, which right now is having a big booty.
Having a big booty?
A big booty.
Oh, so in Ellie Baby's words, a big old, what is it?
A big old booty.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she said. So... I don't think it... Well, okay, fine. Before I give my opinion, I don't think that's the most important thing. But I think it goes a little deeper than that. I think that women themselves, they hold themselves up to a high standard. Like, why is it with the competition that somebody has to look better than the other? Like, for example, you guys cannot wear the same clothing? Like, if you have the same outfit, they get mad and... You know what I mean?
Guess, but back in my day, me and my friends used to have matching outfits, but that was a thing.
Okay, so when did it change?
with these new influencers and people in the social media that you can't not look. You have to stand out in any form of way, looks, what you have on.
Okay, so we have a comment, a couple of comments that said, we need to realize we don't need followers. We need to find it for ourselves. Okay, okay. I think you need... Okay, I do think, and I do believe... Oh, now you're getting tipsy with that soda?
I'm getting tipsy. Yeah. I knew Jaritos put something in there.
I know, right? So I think that we do need some sort of guidance, right? We need somebody to look up to. Sorry, we need somebody...
My man.
Okay, so that was her man, so we're gonna... I gave her that little chance, you know, to think. Anyways, so I think we need some... I think we need a guidance, okay? We need a mentor, okay? We need somebody to actually guide us through the right path. So I'm questioning, why don't women actually start implementing that idea that you don't need to look nice. You just need to actually show that you have these three awesome qualities. Why can't we start teaching girls that? Is it a man's job or is it a woman's job or is it a both job? Like who needs to teach these girls that whatever you see on social media, it's not the proper thing or the norm? Who needs to take care of that?
School-wise, I like there's the newer programs with schools. They have like a Go Run Go. The last one I was in elementary school, they had Girls on the Run, Go Girls Go, something like that. And it kind of gave body positivity to young ladies and having more goals than just, you know, sitting down and all about the looks. It was more basically on let's do activities, talk about the importance of health, eating right, you know, and the great outcome of you having a great personality.
Okay, so she says there's the guidance and then there's followers. There's a big difference. I get it in the context that we're talking about because, again, social media, they do require followers, but I think the guidance has to be there too because you can, in some sort of way, shape, or form, they're seeing these influencers as guidance, right? So they're the ones dictating how they should behave. And I think it's the wrong thing because, for example, since Snapchat came around, they have this appearance dysmorphia that now everybody wants to do surgery so they can
look
like
the filters
of the Snapchat. So I think the guidance needs to come in from us because who else is going to tell them that that is not a real thing, right?
Yeah, but some of these parents have also body dysmorphia, as well as they look up to these people that are on social media and start saying, oh, she really looks nice with, you know, liposuction, breast augmentation, and a big old booty. Mm-hmm. So why can't I go get it? Because if you look at it, most of famous or well-known influencers or
hold that. Hablando de mujeres y traiciones.
We
don't own right to the music. I'm singing it. It's karaoke. Anyways, you continue.
So, you know.
So go ahead. I'm listening.
I shouldn't say anything. I was singing too. Us real people see all these people having all these liposuctions, breast augmentations, and their booty done. I think they want to be followers, and that's a bad thing. There's a lot of followers. If you look at all the LA influencers, celebrities, as well as, you know, what's the highest states with the... I should have looked that up. With the most cosmetic surgery. I think it's mostly California and Texas.
She says, we should have been doing that all along, but there's so much negative influence in society that it's overwhelming, and that's all anyone talks about. Okay, two points to that. One, I think I should start drinking more often because when I drink and I'm a little tipsy, I read better.
Oh.
Yeah, I just noticed that. And two, that is true. I think we dropped the ball at some point of our time that we let social media take over our little girls and dictate what they need to look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the influencers are just here for the money. they need to actually, they make money by making these little girls actually buy stuff and do stuff that it's not really appropriate, okay? Now, one of the reasons why I hate TikTok, and I know I always say I hate TikTok, but one of the reasons I hate TikTok, one, dumb videos, and two, the majority of them that I see are women halfway naked dancing. And I think that a lot of girls who see that on TikTok, they're giving a different definition of what actually confidence is. So if you're a woman and you're doing this on TikTok and there's 15, 16, you know, but let's say 10 to 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the average, right? And they're seeing this, they're thinking that because they're doing it, the adults, it's normal. So why wouldn't you imitate it? So now, that's what I'm saying. We as adults, we're dropping the ball because we're actually giving the wrong idea. Now, there are women that actually just enjoy their body and they wanna show it off to the world. That's fine. No biggie. But what are the consequences of that? What are the consequences?
Stalkers, kidnapping, sex trafficking.
See, and that's one of the things that I also dislike about that idea, because a lot of women, they're like, oh, no, you know, sex trafficking. No, we need to do this and we need to do that. But let me post a video where I'm showing, you know, have my butt cheek and let me twerk and let's see what happens.
Because most of these apps use your location, which people could actually find you.
Yeah. Okay, so we have our bodies here.
So we're going to be wasted before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? No, we have our bodies here. And right now they're like, a huevo. Like, uy. Okay, anyways. Let's go back. Okay. Little girls looking up to instead of what's real. And yeah. Yeah. And I think it's bad. I think that the government should start regulating internet. Because that's a big problem.
It was a big problem. But again, depending on how many followers you bring to this app, they really don't care. They're not restricting.
So what can we do to change it? Like, what is the solution that we can do? Because this is a problem that, and I'm going to say it freely, okay? This is pretty much my idea, and I'm going to say it freely. This is not a man problem. Like, on the post, there's a guy saying this. We want you to be real. We want you to be you. We don't want you to be fake. We don't want you to, you know, do all that stuff that you do. We take you as you are. And I'm one of those men. Sometimes they ask me, like, hey, listen, you know, obviously my wife's like, hey, listen, would you like prefer me to do this? And I said, no, man, you look naturally beautiful. And I like that. I like natural women. I like when they don't do all that nonsense of the fake eyelashes and all that stuff. That, I mean, sometimes they do look.
Well, I don't like lashes.
No, but, you know, the nails, the eyelashes.
I don't like nails.
You know, I get that you want to look nice. I get it. But there's always something behind it. Like, psychologically speaking, in your subconscious, there's something that's making you do this. Why did they change the music?
Forget it.
I've been all natural for years. Yeah, and that's a good thing. See, because as a man, and again, I'm speaking for myself, I rather actually meet somebody who's real and not cosmetically modified to actually know the person. And there's a lot of men who actually prefer that. So why do they believe that by changing something in their appearance, they're gonna actually look a lot better? I think that it's a vicious cycle at this point.
Yeah.
Like if you know, a young woman actually does this, then we're donde? I don't know what she means by donde. Aquí. They just killed the whole vibe. I'm sorry. I just lost it.
It's the no say no sabo kids.
No sabo kids. Oh, I just get it now. No sabo. I got it.
It so, only took them like 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Where are those men? Okay. Oh, very good question. Very good question. They're all over the place. I trust me. There are men who just are not interested in the looks. There are actually men who are interested in how they relate, right? They're how they behave. What do you give to the relationship on the table? And trust me, no, there are. I've met a lot of them, and I've had conversations where there are men who just want to settle down, and they actually want someone who's genuine, a true genuine relationship. But let's be honest, it's not just here to tolerate all the bad behavior that comes with a relationship. Let's just put it that way. I'm keeping it real. If I was in a relationship, obviously if I was single, if I was in a relationship and they are just conceited and cocky and you know they think they're all over the top, I wouldn't be able to handle them either. I mean, not because I can't, because why would I want to do that? It's like, would you deal with a man who's always angry and upset and grouchy? No, you wouldn't. So why will it be any different? I know I went out of topic, but you know she brought the question, so.
So you wouldn't like a girl that literally has her Facebook page with nothing but showing her body?
I will not like that. No.
Even if she flirts with you?
Even if... Why would she flirt with me?
But I'm saying, I'm like, if a woman comes out and then just being sexually explicit.
I wouldn't. No. My paranoia, my doubts and everything will actually let me like, oh man, this is a stalker and she wants to take my identity and then, you know, do some... ask me for money. And then no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Listen, I know where I stand on the line. Okay, I know where I stand.
I'm snitching on you.
Why are you snitching on me?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. I was like, if a woman is like a 9 or a 10, and they're going down to a 3 or a 4, nah, that's fake. You gotta admit. That's the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you focused or are you just enjoying your nacho?
I'm enjoying my nacho.
Okay, we completely lost her. I should have just...
You feel like wanting to come and eat some delicious-ass nachos. Come to Chi-Town. Get yourself... And you get a double dose of cheese.
They pay her to say that.
They did.
That's the commercial of the show. But no, seriously. There's a lot of men out there who are actually willing to put that 100% effort in the relationship if you are not being, you know, fake or you're not being... You know, over the top, and it's true.
Or provocative.
Or yeah, but if you're gonna be over the top, then it's not because they want to be mean. It's just because it's natural. I mean, you wouldn't put your hand on the fire and then get yourself burned, and then you'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, no, you wouldn't. But going back to the topic, I think that we're not gonna be able to do anything with social media. Social media is gonna be social media. And it's going to stay there
until... Social media is going to try to brainwash everybody. Coming from a person who has body dysmorphia, I'm like, don't get me wrong. If you feel like you're not feeling comfortable with your body and you have some medical issues or stuff that's bothering you, such as you just had a baby and you're not feeling very comfortable with your body, go for it. I said, because if I had the money for it, maybe I'd get a little nip and tuck, but not the overextended... I don't need a BBL.
Come on, man. No. So there's some women that do that, and they look like Barbies. Like, literally Barbies. They're all plastic.
Well,
that's not attractive. Might as well get a robot. All that silicone.
I'm like, but I'm not going to be silicone, because all they're doing is basically sucking in my stomach, a tummy tuck, and then, because I got boobs and I got ass, so I really don't need that.
For anybody out there who was wondering, what did Nelly Baby have? Now you know. It's only her now, so whoever listens to the show be like, oh, you know, nah, I guess I'm gonna have to follow her on the on her TikTok. I'm just saying.
I don't go show off my body on TikTok though.
Okay, she says, ha, I laugh at this shit. Listen, maybe, but you know, I can honestly say there are men out there. Okay,
it's hard because nowadays. And I should keep it for the next topic that we're going to talk about. Nowadays, you can't find somebody that is going to love you for you, because most of these men and women only want nothing but materialistic looks, from what I see.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be able to, like, maybe, like, if I was, I don't know. I guess nowadays... These kids just want the perfect woman.
Let's be realistic, okay? Right now, what everybody wants to sell is sex.
That's
just pretty much
and
it.
And the perfect body.
Everybody wants to sell sex with the perfect body. That's it, okay? I honestly think that is wrong. Again, there's everything across the spectrum, okay? Just like there's some awful men, there's some really great men. You just happen to put up with it. Because I'll be honest with you, just like there's awesome women, there's horrible women. And if we're able to go and let's say, pick through the bunch to find the good one, then we're lucky. But you have to do the work. I mean, I don't understand why people believe that just because you have one woman who is awful, everybody's going to be awful. No, you have to put up the work. What is your responsibility in this whole thing? And again, we're going back to the body, you know, dysmorphia and all that stuff. Because if a person, let's say, for example, my significant other has body dysmorphia, and I know she has body dysmorphia, the last thing I want to do is trigger those fibers that actually make her feel awful because she feels like she is ugly because of the body dysmorphia. Honestly, I will just cultivate the fact that she looks beautiful. It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard.
No, it's hard. I'm not going to say that it's easy. It's really hard. But that is the reason why you are a couple, because you're willing to go through the thick and thin. My just blowing smoke out of my ass or what?
No.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that, you know. Because sometimes I do get these crazy ideas that are just like straight up socialist and utopia. And I just want to make sure that we are on the right track. Because honestly, there's nothing more beautiful than a natural woman. And again, not that you do the surgery, the tummy tuck or anything. I just think that it's not necessary, because to us, you're beautiful. It's just beautiful. Or at least to people like me.
But I'm not going to down people who actually like to look pretty, because I have my days where I put my makeup on just, you know, for Charlie Bunker Day, because the rest of the days I really don't care.
Such a kiss-up. She looks a lot better other days than for Bunker. Hey. So for the Bunker, she's like, I'm just going to do the Bunker, then just, you know, take out the
put my face on.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No. All right. Anything else you want to say before we close?
We need to show our little ones that it's okay to be yourself, be beautiful, authentic, truthful, and just have a caring heart, because not a lot of people have caring hearts anymore.
That is exactly it. A lot of people do not have caring hearts anymore. We forgot about that. I can totally see that.
And that's one of my faults. I have, sometimes I feel like I care too much.
Okay, I think you just contradicted yourself on that point.
No, because I feel
I got the wrong message.
Yeah, but I have. Okay. I feel like I care too much, and people take advantage of that. But I still think I want to. Game is back on. Hey, game is back on.
Okay, cool. Okay. I guess he's gonna be leaving us.
Bye.
Arrivederci. I don't know. I don't know what that meant. She reminds me of Wayne's World. Bad game of.
But again, show them it's okay to be you.
Not yet.
But kind. Be nice.
Earlier today, I was actually doing the Spanish version of I'm doing a character. Okay.
Charter.
Yeah. Oh, a charter. I read character. Okay, apparently I'm getting sober again.
He's getting sober.
I'm getting sober. So here's the thing. Earlier today, I was doing the segment in Spanish for Think and Grow Rich, and one of the things that I was talking about it is planification. And there's 30 points of people why they fail, right? Based on the research that Napoleon Hill did, and in number 27 or so was the 6 fears of that people have when they actually fail, right? And one of them was the criticism. I believe that people nowadays are so afraid of the actual criticism of anybody else that they actually are afraid to be themselves. They want to be accepted. They want to be a part of the group. They want to be a person who doesn't get rejection because of X, Y, and Z. And that's okay. But in the long run, you stop being you. So as a father, I felt like it was my responsibility to actually teach my kids that everybody's going to have a something critical to say. Something's going to be either against you or they're not going to like about you. And at that point, you're just going to go ahead and say, you know what, thank you. And I guess, you know, go off yourself or something. Or go F yourself. F, not off, F. Go F yourself and just be you. Because why? Because nobody's going to dictate how to live your life. You got to live your life. And that's one of the things that we got to teach kids from a very young age, that they need to be themselves and they need to be confident in what they're doing. They're going to mess up. Only natural. They're not perfect. Mm-hmm. But I think that the fear of the criticism and the failure, it overwhelms them and they don't know what to do. In our generation, we knew we were going to fail and we were failures. That's why the whole grudge era came to be. But we were okay with it. So I think that our responsibility as parents and adults is to teach them that it's okay to fail, that it's okay for them to be themselves. And if they want to do whatever they want to do, that's fine, but let's just fear the consequences. And I'm always into that. I'm always into the consequence because that's always going to happen, regardless of what you choose.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Very true.
Yes, and as the adults, we'll still struggle with that. And that is true.
And it's true.
That is true. But, Frederick Douglass did say, it's easier to straighten a kid than to fix a broken man. I'm sorry, it's easier to build strong kids than to fix a broken man. So, adults, if you have the opportunity and you have the will and you have the desire and the push to change yourselves, good riddance, and go ahead and do that. But the majority of adults do not do that. It's the fears. It's the negative bias. So, unfortunately, there's nothing else we can do for the adults. But we can do change the mentality of the kids, and we can actually do push them into the right path. That's what I said, that we need guidance. We need people that are tutors, mentors, so they can teach that whatever they see on social media is just an algorithm for them to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
The social dilemma.
Yes.
All right. So, since you're in charge of Anchor today, I'm going to let you press the button. Eat your nacho. Yes, eat your nacho. So I'm going to let you finish this segment, and we'll come back after this.
With my nacho?
I mean, do you want to finish your nacho and swallow it? I'm just saying, I mean, they can wait. They ain't got no trouble. They're either driving or watching on live, or they're probably waiting on the doctor. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
So do I press it? Or what do we have to do?
Yeah, just press the X.
Okay. With what?
The show.
It's called Charlie's Bunker.
I know, yes. I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay, Charlie, this is your bunker.
I know, I'm right here.
I am a guest from Charlie's Bunker.
Yes, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. For those for the English-speaking audience, this is La Pocha. This is La Pocha. This is my first time.
Don't look at me. Look at the camera.
This is my first time.
You're interpreting? Look at them.
This is my first time.
You direct yourself to the patient.
Cállate. This is my first time doing the show in English. Yes, I am fluent in English. And I had no idea. He did not warn me that I was going to be doing the show in English. And I'm happy. I'm happy. It's about time.
It's more for technical issues because we have two microphones.
And he likes to put people in awkward situations at times.
Yes, he does. He really does.
And it's September 16, and I'm about to celebrate Independence Day.
You know what? You should have told me. I could have brought the mezcal.
Yeah, I mean, you knew it was September 16, so I don't know why you didn't bring it.
Well, I came out. I just came straight from work, and work did not allow me to take liquor, so.
I mean, all right. So what's the second topic?
I have no idea.
The second topic, what are we talking about? The part of how young is too young to be in a serious relationship?
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
Oh.
Yeah, so check it out, guys. Check it out. I know I'm going to be doing this pretty much the whole show. Because right now I'm supervising.
Who gave you that authority?
Me, I'm the owner. It's my bunker. Anyways, so.
And I advertise, so.
I know you do. So, actually, this is a topic sent to us. Somebody did post this on Snapchat, and obviously it has to be a TikTok video. But are you looking for the video?
I don't know.
Okay, she's not looking for the video. She doesn't know if she's looking for the video.
I can't find it.
Okay, so she can't find the video. Okay, so we're going to have to touch this little segments when, you know, we're off the air. But technically, the video was talking about a guy who said that at 21 years old, you are not serious. You're not a candidate to have a serious relationship. Now, the only reason why I got out of this conversation is because I want to hear their perspective from a woman's perspective.
Well, first of all, it was a millennial, so I can't take that.
He's 30.
The millennial.
Okay.
I can't take that opinion. I can't take it serious. So, I can't take it serious. Do I agree? No, I don't, because you can be, I just contradicted myself. You can be a 21-year-old and be mature.
Be 21 and mature?
Yeah.
Nowadays?
Well, back in my day, I don't know about this day and age.
I don't think the newer age is really mature.
No, they're not. No,
they're not even mature at 40.
No, you know what? I know of a 47-year-old that I had to tell him that he was that senior citizen was creeping around the corner.
Yeah, but
he didn't appreciate it.
But yet they still had a childhood mentality or what?
You told him that there was a 40-year-old creeping on him? I mean, hell no. Yeah, that's weird.
I told a 47-year-old man that senior citizen was creeping around the corner because he was behaving like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I understand, because I know one that's in 40-ish that still thinks that they're 20-something years old.
Yeah.
Hey, man, so don't throw that over here.
It's like, bro.
If you want to point yourself out, then go ahead.
I'm just saying, just in case, you're talking about me. I'm just saying.
It's like, dude, if your ass is almost reaching 50 and you're still behaving like if you're fucking 12 years old, you need to grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
If she doesn't know who Wayne's World is... She might be too young for you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it?
Huh?
That's it?
I don't think a 20-year-old would be able to have a serious relationship. Well, they're in here, okay?
Yes, Charlie. It's kind of hard to look at you eye to eye.
I mean,
you're
like literally right there.
But it's not the same.
No.
I mean, I guess.
And then I have astigmatism, so it's really hard for me to see. And me being a little buzzed, my eyes feel this small right now.
You know, she didn't mention a comment. She goes, love knows no age.
Well,
for how long?
Exactly. There comes a point that you have to kind of... sex can only take you so long.
Oh, we went there.
So far. It can only take you so far. Eventually, you're going to have to be mentally in sync as well.
Yeah, the first couple of years or months in the relationship, it's like rabbits.
And then eventually that dies out.
And then once it fizzles, you have to get to know each other. That's what I think. But it's not compatible. Sometimes it's just sexual.
Yeah.
And I think not all 20-year-olds could be like, you want to get married?
I think that's a good point. I don't think that a 21-year-old is thinking about marriage. But it doesn't mean that it's not... seriously in a relationship.
I think in this day and age, a lot of 21-year-olds want to expand their horizons because a lot of them are out there whoring.
Horizon.
I like that horizons thing.
Yes.
I like that.
A lot of them.
I like that.
Because what's going on now? Basically, all the social media is literally like they DM you for like, hey, Pocha, you, what are you doing right now?
Oh, I get La Pocha, believe it or not. You know, does get a lot of those. And
so in your case, would you consider, say you got a DM, a message online?
Come on, you gotta read it. Don't laugh and don't tell anybody what you said. Say what you said. Oh, oh crap, I just got that.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good, I'm glad you did.
Because, like I told Charlie, he doesn't know what hours is considered booty call hours.
Really? Oh, hell no. I think I got a booty call.
You don't even know the meaning.
She keeps changing it. She does keep changing it.
You never had a booty call?
I never got a booty call.
Oh. Okay. Mrs. Charlie, I think you need to give your husband a booty call.
Why would she give me a booty call? She lives with me.
Because it would be very inappropriate if anybody else gives you a booty call.
You know, maybe sometimes you might want to be in a spontaneous, have a spontaneous moment and pretend that you guys don't know each other.
Hell yeah. That would be so
hot.
And
then you send a message and say, what are you doing right now, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing me, I'll say, sleeping. Can you just go back to sleep? No, Jesus. I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Go to sleep.
Rolling over, I see you right now.
Right?
Come on. You're a mood killer, bro. A total fucking mood killer.
Listen, when I was 21, I was very serious and I was really wanted to get into a serious relationship, which I did, and I got married.
You got
now,
married. You know what? I attended his wedding. He got married very young.
As you can see, she forgot.
He needs more beer.
Oh, that means she's offering for you to buy that bucket.
Oh yeah, baby.
I was like, I can agree with that.
But again, like, what would you consider booty call hours? Because most of these 21-year-olds, the first thing they want to do is 11 o'clock p.m. kicks in, and they start sending those DMs to see who's available and ready to mingle.
Booty calls start officially, well,
officially,
keep in mind, I'm past 40, you know.
40 is a new 20.
I'm past 40. This woman right here is going to be 45, believe it or not.
Nice.
Okay.
In my day, past 1 o'clock in the morning is booty call time. Booty
my girlfriend call time. Threw me a kiss.
Past 1 o'clock in the morning is booty call time.
Yeah. 11-ish to maybe, like, if you're going to Uber it to
if
their
you're
house.
Uber it, dear Jesus.
Or if they're going to pick you up. It all depends. Are you going to go over there the last hours? Because what's the time to start a shift? 6 a.m., 5 a.m.?
You mean at work?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the norm is 8:30 to 4 or 5.
Or the early shift.
The early, I mean, 6:30 to 3. What does that have to do with a booty call?
That means you're going to be getting a call at 4 a.m. saying, before you clock in, I need you to clock in over here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be realistic, okay? Let's be realistic, okay? One.
The end of the time of a booty
One. Why would you give me a second microphone?
I'm putting the microphone closer to me because I don't feel like leaning over.
Oh, okay, that's fine. One. I've never got a booty call. I've actually never gotten even. I didn't even got a call to begin with. So therefore, I don't know. Two. When I was younger, I was very mature for my age, and not to mention very angry for my age. I was like a grumpy old man at 21, 22. So therefore, nobody wanted to talk to me. Nobody wants to talk to me now, and I am freaking a co-host. Look at me, I'm a host. Okay, now I went back. I demoted myself.
Charlie.
I missed the Charlie on two shows, and still nobody wants to talk to me. Okay. Have you seen our ratings? Have you seen our numbers? That's why I don't believe in booty calls. I wouldn't get one, so therefore, what would I care?
Well, first of all, this is why we need to create your OnlyFans club so you can get them booty calls going.
You might want to read her comments.
I decided not to do my homework for this.
Awesome.
We're here helping America know and remember what a booty call and the hours to call that booty.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me bring the question now, okay? So we're blaming it on the guys, the 21-year-old guys or under 30 who are not serious enough to have a serious conversation. Okay, I'm sorry, a serious relationship. Hold on. But what does the woman have to do in this whole role? Because they have a role to play. What do they have? What is their role in this whole thing?
Hold up. There are women that make the booty calls, too.
There are women what?
There are women. There are women out there that make the booty calls, too.
Women have needs, too, sir.
Of course.
I'm not disputing that. What I'm disputing is if... Thank you. I appreciate it. Two microphones. Great. What I'm disputing is the fact that what is their role in this whole thing? If a man is not serious enough at 21 to get a serious relationship, what is the expectation of a woman to push a guy to have a serious relationship at 21? Because I remember back in my days, there were 20-year-old guys who literally have a serious relationship, and they will last for years. I can name a bunch of people that I knew from back in the day. They went out for 5, 6, 7 years, and they got married. They got divorced at the end. But that we're not counting that. We're just talking about the actual years they spent as a boyfriend-girlfriend.
You see, that's what happens when you jump into something so quickly. You're not taking it seriously. You thought you were serious, but in the long run, it turns out that you actually did want to expand your horizons when you were in the marriage.
Yes, girls do mature faster than guys. Hence, why some women are pushed to be mature, because most of the women now, even before around my time, were teenage moms, which means you had to grow up fast.
Yes. Exactly. It happens.
I understand that, but it's only during the teen years, and at the age of 30, everybody's the same. So whatever mentality or whatever shape, form, or way you got in your brain, that's pretty much what you're going to stay with. But at the age of 21, back in my day, men were actually very mature.
You think so?
I know so.
Okay, so.
That's a very bold statement to make.
No.
But
I
mean, yeah.
No, I don't think
oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. We're not that far in age.
No.
I mean, you're
and,
right.
And most of the people at my age now are not even that mature. And they were my classmates.
I think the circumstances that in which we grew are different. I think that the necessity that we went through or the latchkey kids that you keep calling them.
The booty necessity?
No. We're talking about people like the latchkey kids who grew up by themselves and they actually learned responsibility from a very young age.
Okay.
Are the ones that at the age of 21 could have actually had a really serious relationship. The problem is that there's not a lot of latchkey kids anymore. So therefore, since they're pampered and they're, you know, taken care of and they're entitled, why will you want to mature when you don't have to? So we did talk about it on the show before where they blame the mothers, but I blame society. So why will we blame kids or young men for whatever society is doing? Check it, mate.
Sure.
If you say so. I still feel like you need a booty call.
Why would I need a booty call?
You know what? Unless you've never had it.
So I don't want one.
You know what?
I don't want one.
We're going to get you a booty call. That's
what?
It.
Okay. What you're going to get me is divorced.
No.
That's what you're going to get me.
No.
Divorced.
Because no. It's going to come from your wife. It's not going to
come
from a stranger.
Okay. All right. She says, because they are not changing the view of society or trying. And I agree with that. That I can agree with. So I cannot blame men 100%. Because it's a whole...
But again, it's not only the men and the women. It's like you said, the society. What's going on in society? What are all these musics, these videos?
It's comfort. Everybody's... It's so... They're in such a comfort zone.
Yeah,
they know they need to change.
Everything's being so sexualized. You think these kids and these men, these women are going to be mature enough to say, I want to be married at 21.
No.
What's it called? Hot Girl Summer?
Hot Girl Summer, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The WAP,
Hot Girl Summer, these guys who want nothing but, you know, the perfect body and what are we going to do with it? And
mm-hmm.
And in the words of Cardi B, WAP, wet, stands for wet, A-P,
which stands for pussycat.
I get it.
Wet
ass. Even music, like the one that's playing right now, is really
wet
talking about...
Ass kitty cat.
Okay, even the music I'm playing right now, it's literally talking about how you want to get with a girl and just like, bam, wham, thank you, ma'am. It's a good beat. I'm not going to lie. I was just dancing to it. But it's pretty much what it talks about. So it's not only men. It's not only women. It's society. So again, we go back to the guidance. What are we teaching our daughters and what are we teaching our sons?
To over-sexual. We're teaching them at a very young age to over-sexualize themselves.
True. Because you got these little kids now dancing to the WAP songs.
Twerking. You got little kids twerking, shaking their behinds.
Doing the Megan Stallion knees. Do we
know what that is? I know, that was funny. Somebody did say that they could twerk to anything.
I can
anything.
Twerk to anything.
You want to take that bet? Because I literally just went, what was I, not on me though, not on me. I mean, I could just play a song.
But I am
I can
not
play
gonna,
a song.
I'm not going to twerk right now.
Oh, okay.
But I can twerk to anything.
I want to see you twerk to Tragos de Amargo Licor. That would be hilarious.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to need maybe about 3 tragos.
I can just imagine La Pocha, you know, twerking to My Way with Frank Sinatra. Regrets. I got a few. And she's like,
you know what?
I see Manny's wanting to twerk on.
What's up, Manny? Sorry about it, guys. So
you know what? If this video gets 500 views,
it's not going to get 500 views.
If it gets 500 views,
okay. You're going to twerk?
We're going to bring back La Potra to come in and get a twerk on.
I will twerk to Tragos de Amargo Licor.
They'll be like, can we just go to $4.99?
No, $500.
Everybody's
we'll
like,
take it at 200 views.
No, 500.
If we reach 100, she'll twerk.
No, 5.
Oh, okay. She went down from 500 to 5. So if we go to 6, we're good.
500. 500.
All right. Anything to close this segment? Anything to close?
I guess we could maybe give a couple of 21-year-olds a chance to say, maybe you are mature for a relationship. I know one relationship that actually started when the young man was 21, and she was a cougar. Yes, I said it. She's a cougar.
Okay? Meow.
Because she was 30-plus years old when they first met. What? So now the young man... No, actually, he was like 19 to 20. So now
that's my goal, to find myself.
So he is a great guy, and they make a great relationship. So I could say I know one couple that the young man matured at was very mature for his age.
There you go. So that cougar and that 18-year-old kid... Good for you.
He's not 18 anymore.
Hey, at least they give him that legal age, all right?
Damn.
All right. Pocha, anything to close?
500 views, and I will twerk.
And somebody get her a 21-year-old.
No. I don't want
I think she's just finding an excuse for her to twerk. I don't think she wants to go to the... I think she wants to get the mezcal, and she's like, take two shots, and she'll start twerking.
No.
So if you want her to twerk, come over here at Chi-Town, and she'll be more than happy to drive me like it's hot.
No. I want the 500 views, though.
She wants the 500 views. All right, guys. So again, this is one of the topics that we're never gonna come to a conclusion. I think that it's important for us to start taking awareness and knowledge that we actually do need to guide our kids better, because social media is really it's killing us, all right? We're letting it. That's pretty much the hands down. And unfortunately, we're on social media. We're actually posting this live. So if we're not going to get listened to because, unfortunately, whatever is educational or has a little bit of common sense and is not sexual, it's not interesting.
Yeah, unfortunately, my parents just saw me asking for 500 views to twerk to try to get my licor.
Yeah.
We're
going to
get her fans only page.
She's the one that wants the fans only page. So
No.
I don't know why you...
And your booty
I really don't know why you continue to sexualize me when I'm like literally saying not. I'm just saying.
Because you deserve it.
I deserve it. I don't know how I deserve that. But okay. We're going to close this segment. You are the official encore lady today. Yeah, there's a button on the side.
Bam.
All right, then there's another one, bam, and then you know the password, and then, all right, now you saw it. So we're going to go to some music. I promise you that this kind of music is going to be extremely sexual, so there you go. We're going to close with that, and we'll be back after this. Okay, guys, and we're back. We're back for the third segment. I hope you enjoyed the music that it was sexual, because we're going to play some ratchet music. We did play some ratchet music, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
It's all Nelly Baby's playlist.
You're welcome.
You're welcome indeed.
I need that playlist.
Well, you should go to Charlie's Bunker and you listen to it. You get back into twerking. I really... You know what? Yeah, let's go with the 500 views.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So, did you find it? No. Okay. So, again, this week, Lori announced that she's going to start suing gangbangers for destructing the city or any kind of destruction or violation that they cause. They're going to start suing the gangbangers for their personal belongings so they can stop the violence in Chicago. Now, Chicago has been straight up almost close to Detroit. I'm not lying on this one. They're really going crazy with all the shootings and the killings. There's a lot of kids that have been killed because of the violence. And the solution that she came up with was... they're just going to start suing the gangbangers. So, Pocha, what do you think about that, since you live in the city?
Well, actually, this law has been in effect for about 20 years in the suburbs.
And Kane, really?
Kane and DuPage County.
Oh, wow.
Okay. DuPage County doesn't even bang gangbangers.
Well, but it does. But gangbangers do reside in them.
Yeah, I know, but the gangbangers...
Your neighborhood close to you.
The only gangbangers they have in DuPage are the Girl Scouts, and they're tagging. The damn Girl Scouts.
You know what?
The Girl Scouts. I am not even going to mess with the Girl Scouts, you know,
because they're going to cut me off of my Samoas.
All right. You know, you can get those cookies at Aldi for a cheaper price. They're so fucking overpriced. But what do you think, Nelly Baby?
I'm thinking, how the hell are you going to sue the gang members?
Well, you can. There's actually the law. I mean, according to the article that I pulled up, that it's in the Chicago Sun-Times. Like I said, this law has been in effect for 20 years with Kane County and
the city of Chicago has
in the Page County. Now, it's suing them for their assets, any assets that these gang members may have. Now, they have not been successful because they're going after active members or non-active members, you know, that have very little non-assets. Obviously, they're not, the attorney general is not going to collect any, they're not going to collect anything. And the whole purpose that she is, that the mayor is doing this is to go around the Kim Fox. Who is the attorney general?
Yeah, she's like an attorney or something.
She's someone that hasn't done any purpose to her title, pretty much. That's my personal view. And if she doesn't like it, I don't give two fucks.
So I'm not, because nobody listens to the show, I can totally say the loophole, all right? So any gangbangers who are listening to the show, thank you for your participation. Thank you for joining the show.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Charlie's Bunker.
I have friends that are gangbangers,
Here's the loophole.
Listening.
Dang. Here's the loophole. Here's the loophole. Get an LLC. Get an LLC. The only way...
this show.
The only way you can avoid not getting your assets taken out, I don't know, maybe your bike. And I don't mean like a motorcycle. Like I literally mean like a lowrider bicycle. Just put an LLC.
Some of my friends are homeowners. Some of my friends they do have money. And I'll tell you that.
You didn't hear from Charlie. You hear from La Pocha that she's literally ratting on her friends.
I am not ratting on my... I am not ratting on my friends. I'm just simply saying, you know what? My friends are smart and they manage to boss up.
Get an LLC.
But I would feel like this... That would be so funny, Lori... Lifa getting a subpoena and saying, "Excuse me, knock, 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 sir, Mr. Disciple, you are being sued."
Please do not mention any names, please.
No, but I mean, it could be.
But say any gang member in the city.
Anybody
with a D, anybody with an R, anybody with a whatever.
There's a lot of people that have D's.
Don't mention.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And again, I could just see her walking up to a fellow gang member with a subpoena, and literally, that is the end of Lori Lightfoot.
I mean, to a certain extent, it's a very
allegedly
smart thing to do, and at the same time, it's a very stupid thing to do because everybody knows where she lives.
Exactly. And I think she's just doing it as a way to bait in the people to see that supposedly she is trying to do something.
When are elections again?
Yeah. And I think it's just
not getting elected.
I think it's just clout. I just for her to continue to look like she's trying to do something for the people.
And she's not doing anything.
And she's not, because she's looking like, again, a fool.
Who voted for her?
Not me.
Not I. Did you? Oh, yeah, you don't live in the city.
I don't live in the city, so...
Whatever, man. But, it's a really bad plan to begin with. On a serious note, okay? That was all jokes. But on a serious note, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because I'm basing myself on the show Gangland. And they show their code of honor, because that's what they did. And they are better structured than any city I've ever seen.
You're like, basing yourself on Gangland?
Have you ever seen Gangland?
Yes, of course I have seen Gangland.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You know what?
I'm not going to go to be like, "Excuse me, Mr. Suss and Such, can you tell me your code? And do you want to do an initiation?" I'll be like, "No, I'm okay, thank you."
I'd rather not.
Yeah, so the way... And I remember back in when I was in high school, they have a really strict guidelines and policies, the gangbangers. I know where you live.
I know where you live.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah, you
but
do.
But you're not a gangbanger. Unless you belong to the Girl Scouts, then I'm in trouble. You're going to deliver? She's going to deliver near me?
She's going to come and deliver near you.
She will. She will.
She's going to do
no,
a,
she'll
do a drive-by.
No, she'll kick she'll kick my ass.
She'll do a drive-by.
Listen, she'll kick my ass. You'll kick my ass. You'll kick... Anybody can kick my ass, to be honest with you. So, but that's not the point. The point is that this plan does not work. And everybody who I spoke to about this whole policy and this guideline, they just laughed. They know it's stupid.
It's, again, another waste of money of the city.
I mean, the city should really focus on fixing all the potholes that we have. Yes.
They just took 16 years to put a new ramway in O'Hare. Do you think they're going to fix all the potholes? They took 16 years on O'Hare.
They need to.
Isn't the expressway still halfway done?
The 9094 has been in construction for about 6 years.
Yeah.
Six years.
290 has been in construction for like about 20 years. What are you talking about?
I don't know about 290, but I know 9094.
Lori's going to continue to waste all the city's money, no matter what. And this is just another stupid way to do it.
We know that she's only focusing on downtown and to keep that area safe. From the riots last year and the whole COVID thing, she only was concerned about downtown.
Downtown is not safe.
I know. And that's why she's doing a crappy job, too. So she's really not doing a good job. And not to mention the fact that all the areas where there's a lot of violence that really need that help, she makes stupid laws, like, for example, take away the cops from schools in areas that are really dangerous to be with around because of the gangs and the shootings. And she takes away the cops from schools. Like, that's the mentality. You take away the protection that some kids have, but you want to sue the gangbangers? That's just stupid.
I mean, don't leave me just alone.
I mean, politics is politics. And I honestly will trust my local gang members better than a politician.
I don't know any gang members at the moment. So.
Any day. I will trust my local gang members any day than any politician. Plain and simple.
Well, not the ones nowadays because they're not very respectful.
No. And I mean, the old school ones. The old school ones, definitely. The ones that respected the code, the ones that live by the code. Not the ones nowadays, I don't know.
You live by the code, you die by the code.
Exactly.
Homes.
Old school homes. Old school. Old school.
I think the best thing they could do right now is just pretty much get her out of office. There's nothing else to do but get her out of office.
The good thing about living in you know where I live is that we don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Unless you are a Girl Scout, then man, we're fucked.
You know what? The Girl Scouts are gonna come after you for this.
Keep on naming them.
Yeah.
They probably been eyeing you already.
They probably have been eyeing me. I don't care. I'll take them.
Do you owe them money?
I don't owe them money. I don't even buy from them. All right. I'd rather buy my bag of weed from a Chicago gangbanger than my cookies from a Girl Scout.
You buy.
We will, she said. No, I don't. I don't. That's
you
the
buy
joke.
Weed?
No, I don't.
I get it for free.
Oh Lord. We don't condone drugs in Charlie's bunker, unless you're giving to her for free and it's CBD. Because I would love some CBD.
Really?
No, I don't. It's a joke. Jesus.
I was gonna give you some.
Hey, man.
Oh, you're giving out free stuff?
Huh?
You're giving out free stuff?
Hey. Sharing is caring. That's all I said.
I don't know.
You heard it here. La Potra is going to give me some stuff.
I don't know how we went from an actual podcast to like, hey, man.
Pod.
You want to call me for some CBD, yo? Come on, man. Are you giving? I'll take it. I'll take it.
And I semi-remember where you live.
Jesus. Oh, boy. Well, anything else before we close?
Stop wasting the city's money and leave the gangbangers to do their businesses. And by business, I mean handing out goodies in the neighborhood that are natural.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say before we close?
No. They just need to, you know, just let them be. LLC.
Don't forget to share, go follow, like, and go on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, YouTube, and what was it? What was the other one? Google Podcasts?
Oh, that's right. We actually have some new platforms. I forgot to tell you about that earlier. We're gonna take that little commercial, and I don't even know if I can actually get in, get the access to it. But you can on your phone. We are actually now in like 7 platforms you can listen to us: Google Podcast, iTunes Podcast, Stitch, Radio Public, and Box something. So we're gonna put all of them on the page. So go ahead, guys, and follow us on the page. We actually want to have more followers on the Facebook page because we want to share all of this, okay? And we're actually doing this because we have fun, but also because we want to actually hang around with you guys. Like right now, if you can actually see on here on Chi-Town, there's actually a lot of cool people. We've taken pictures.
Hello,
we actually
to
have
my
some
daughter.
Couple of beers.
Hello
and,
to my
you know,
daughter.
We're going to hang around in a bit with all the people that are here in Chi-Town. We're going to have a blast. We actually still got to go to that weed place. The restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
We got to look for it.
We got to look for it?
I know where it's at.
Oh.
My daughter saying hello.
Oh, she says, oh, nice. Definitely add you on my Apple Podcast account.
Awesome. That's my daughter.
Hola, ma. Oh, that's nice to meet you, Pocha's daughter, La Pochita, I guess. I don't know. That's.
Oh, hell no. You just called my daughter La Pochita.
No?
No, let's just leave it as my daughter.
Okay. So... So your mama said that if they get to five views, she's going to start twerking to Tragos de Amargo Licor. I don't know if you missed that, but she said it. It's on the record. Add us on your Google, on your Apple Podcast, and you listen to the show, and it's going to be awesome. All right? Nice to meet you, too. Yeah. You probably don't remember me. I met you a while back, a long time ago, but back then I used to have hair like here, up to here, and I was crazy.
Yes, she was like
maybe. Okay, bet. You bet. All right. You're right. We're going to make this happen.
Yes,
I'm going to watch that thing about 499 times. And you're going
to
twerk.
500.
We're going to watch. Make sure to copy, share, post it on every social media. I got friends. Don't worry. Woo! So don't forget to share on all your social medias this live so we could get her to twerk. For those 500 views.
To Tragos de Amargo Licor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So don't forget to share and watch this live 499 times. And let's double that.
Double that. All right, guys. This has been all for today. Thank you for joining us. It's been a great time. If you guys are around the neighborhood, she said, if you're around the neighborhood, come over to Chi-Town here on Cermak and Troop. We're going to be here for a little bit. It's going to be a blast, all right? So... Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Oh, thanks for watching, guys. And then FYI, those that I invited last night to come and see us live, I got you. I invited you twice. Don't say I didn't. And I don't want to hear the I never got the invitation because I did.
She just basically cut you guys off. Yeah.
I don't know about cutting off, but I don't know, y'all. Not right now. I invited you. So I remember that.
I think I'm going to have to get the next mic, the third microphone. We're going to have to do this all of us together because this is actually pretty fun.
It is.
Sure.
I'm going to leave after this. And I'm going to get the third microphone. I'm going to leave you guys do your own podcast. And I'm just going to be like exiting out myself. You know, what a messed up thing. We're leaving and now there's 4 people. What the heck? Well, oh, they're going to leave.
So should we not leave?
It's because I threatened.
I know. Oh, snap. At least let's watch it. Let her see us on the live at least.
Is it because now they want to? Now they're hoping to get. We're hoping to get the 400. I'm sorry, the 500.
No. She already said 400.
Five.
She went down to 400. That's it.
Five.
See, it worked. Yeah, it did. It did.
500.
400. She said 400. First she said 5, then she said 500, then she said 400. Let's just leave it at even 2, right?
No, 5.
2.
5.
Okay, she went back to 5. If we get 6 views. She'll twerk. All right, guys.
Bye.
This has been all for Charlie's Bunker. We'll see each other until the next week. And don't forget to check out the version in Spanish, El Bunker de Charlie. And we'll see you next week. Manny? They're going to ask us one favor if we can. Of course we can, unless it's money. Oh, okay. So we're going to play some freestyle tonight here. Not the new crap. The 1980s. Early 90s Chicago freestyle mix. We're going to do that right now.
For Manny's request.
For Manny. Manny's our boy. Manny has been with me since I was a DJ here in the karaoke in Chicago. Manny, come on, man.
Manny's request.
You want to say hi, man?
Hey, everyone. Just stay safe, okay? You know how it is out here. Stay safe.
All right, buddy. All right, so we're going to play some not an encore on Spotify. Here in Chi-Town, we're going to play some 80s mix, freestyle Chicago awesome mix. All right? So, you want to press the button? Both, actually. I can't reach. All right, guys. Deuces.
Peace.